If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Tribune restaurant critic Louisa Chu recently wrote about pet-friendly patios to hit before the weather changes. Good morning, Louisa. You talked to restaurant people about this, didn't you?
Good morning, Bob. I did. I talked to restaurant people and, most importantly, their dogs.
Of course.
But it was a nice selection of places around Chicago. From the south side all the way up to the north, up to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hit some of these. You wrote about Justice of the Pies, and you talked to the owner chef about this. And what's the word from the owner chef of Justice of the Pies?
I did. So Maya Camille Broussard has this amazing bakery and cafe in the Avalon Park neighborhood, and her dog Milo Broussard, you know, he shares her last name. he's also her hearing dog. And so she got him a few years ago after he was trained for 9 months. And I also let every dog pick their favorite patio. Milo picked his mom's, or actually, I'm sorry, she doesn't say that she's a dog mom. She says she's a dog provider because she spends all of her money on him. And he's a golden doodle. And his favorite item at Justice of the Pies is actually their peanut butter cookie, which I've had too, which is kind of similar. If people grew up in Chicago, my mouth is watering thinking about it. The Chicago Public Schools peanut butter cookie, super peanut buttery, and she says that it's good for him, okay for him to have because it's mainly made out of peanut butter. He likes sweet potato, but she doesn't give him the sweet potato pie because that's got a little bit more butter and sugar and all that good stuff that's good for people.
Yeah,
I highly recommend because it's coming into pot pie season, her amazing chicken pot pie. It's got this like super flaky southern biscuit on top instead of a crust.
And a great patio at Justice of the Pies, 8655 South Blackstone. You talk about a dog and a peanut butter. I just see a dog's tongue, going for about a half hour after you feed the dog the peanut butter. Next on your list, we have a place in Wicker Park. Tell us about what you discovered there.
Yeah, so in Wicker Park, there is the fantastic Big Star Patio, which is super dog friendly, so dog friendly that they have had a Dogs of Big Star Wicker Park Instagram. And Einstein Zurcat is Billy's dog, and he is an adopted wire-haired dachshund. So he went from being a stray on the Texas-Mexico border. Now he loves tortilla chips on the Big Star Patio, and they're absolutely fantastic. He likes to pair that with water on the rocks.
All right, that sounds pretty good. Let's see, let me give that address, 1531 North Damon. One place that is one of my favorites, and apparently dogs like it too, J.P. Graziano Grocery in the West Loop. Tell us what you wrote about Graziano's.
Absolutely. So that was the pick for Olive Jean Contraveos Zaragoza. So the funny thing is that her papa is Jonathan Zaragoza, whose family is known for birria. But Olive Jean and her mom, Jennifer, let her pick her adventure. It was kind of a choose your own adventure day for the dog. And so they let her pick between tacos and sandwiches one day. She chose sandwiches. You know, kids these days. And so their favorite place for sandwiches, like many of us, like you were saying, is Graziano's, which is in this historic building, one of like the last little slices of like the old West Loop. And Jonathan loves the patio because it's like fully covered with this awning, and they just love people watching and having sandwiches. And Olive Jean loves cheese. Jim slices up cheese especially for her.
901 West Randolph for that. And finally, in Logan Square, you talked with the pastry chef there about Andros Taverna.
Yeah. So Fletch Chen is a 15-year-old adopted, they think, Greyhound and Great Dane. And so he loves his parents' place, Andros Taverna, which is this modern Greek cafe. They've got like a lovely sidewalk patio right next to their Italian place, Mono Mono, next door. Both of them have secret dog menus. So they've got, actually, Andros, his favorite is a chicken souvlaki, which they call paplaki. And they also have these amazing house-made puppy treats, the cookies, these bone-shaped organic cookies made with chicken livers called Tracy's Treats, made by their manager, Tracy Hansen. So Fletch is going to be actually throwing an end-of-the-season patio party called Howloween.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Dine outside while you can, and that place is 2542 North Milwaukee Avenue. And you can read about all of these places, and also Mary's Tavern in Avondale on the list. We didn't have time to talk about it, but it's available on the Chicago Tribune website. Louisa Chu writing about dog-friendly patios. Enjoy while you can. Thank you, Louisa.
Thank you, Bob.
Happy weekend to you.